Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for March 10th, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, I'm Fixed Upon It. Our second reading comes from Matthew in the 16th chapter. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Word of God, word of life. Thanks. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As a reminder, our Lenten series and theme this year is entitled Wandering Heart, which you see in the big letters on the screen. And in it, we are focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. And by following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human trying to figure it all out just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words in tune of the classic hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, come to mind. Our phrase today is, I'm fixed upon it. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. You may be thinking, Pastor Corey, isn't that the same verse as last week? Well, yes, it is. But we're focusing on the middle part of the phrase, I'm fixed upon it. Last week we talked about praise the mount being Peter's belief about who Jesus was because of his experiences following Jesus. And our reading today picks up immediately where we left off last week with Jesus calling Peter the rock upon which he will build his church. But as you heard in today's reading, that high that Peter is on doesn't last for too long before he stumbles and falls on his face once again. We're so quick often to point out the times that Peter's humanity shows through and he doesn't seem to match up to the standards that we think Jesus has for him or his disciples. But I think that if we dig a little deeper into the story, we'll have a little more empathy for Peter. And it might just spark a bit of introspection within ourselves. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Fixed upon it. What is a personal belief that you have, whether it's related to God or not, that is fixed, unchangeable in your mind? What is a belief that you have that you would be willing to defend tooth and nail against all others? You have something in your head? Now, what if you were presented with information that totally upended that belief? How would you respond? Would you dig your heels in and refuse to change your mind no matter what? Would you go into crisis mode and wonder what was true or not anymore? Or would you just willingly go along with the new information, no questions asked? Peter is in this exact moment of crisis when he hears Jesus say that Jesus must suffer and die. At the end of last week's reading, when Peter responds to Jesus' question of, who do you say that I am? By saying, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. In that moment, Jesus affirms his belief, but then tells the disciples to tell no one that he is the Messiah. Someone brought this question up this week at our Wednesday night dinner and conversation. They said, why would Jesus tell them not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah? Wouldn't you want to get that news out to people? Well, the promised Messiah of the Jewish people would be coming to overthrow by force the empire that had been oppressing them, and would establish a new Jewish king or ruler who would rule over the promised land. This is what the disciples thought the Messiah would do. This is what they thought Jesus would do if he were truly the Messiah. But Jesus knew that his way to bring about peace, God's way of bringing about peace, was not what people were expecting from the Messiah. They were not expecting a pathway of love. They were expecting a pathway of force and dominance. So when Jesus tells them that he is, that as the Messiah, he must be beaten and die, he's essentially telling them that their idea of what a Messiah should be will also need to die. The hopes and dreams that they were laying upon Jesus in the role of the Messiah are dashed in this moment. What are they to do? Do they dig their heels in deeper and insist that Jesus overthrow the empire? Do they go into an existential crisis and begin doubting everything that Jesus said? Or do they just go with the flow and get behind the idea of their rabbi and friend being killed? Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Peter's fixed. Peter is not willing to let the centuries-old idea of what the Messiah is supposed to be untrue. So he tries to convince Jesus that he doesn't need to die. He can choose whatever path he wants because he is the Son of God. And Peter's reaction is a totally normal, natural human reaction to want to defend a belief that is so ingrained within you when it is challenged. And Peter instinctively seeks to avoid the hardship, grief, and the struggle of his Messiah being killed. And so this leads to a rebuke from Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. It's a sharp reminder that sometimes our well-intentioned desires to protect and to preserve can become stumbling blocks to fulfilling our calling. And so here's the question that I want you to discuss with a person or persons around you for just a moment or two. Has there ever been a time in your life when you learned something new about God or the Bible that challenged your faith or was difficult to hear and trust? I'll say it one more time. Has there ever been a time in your life when you learned something about God or the Bible that challenged your faith or was difficult to hear and trust? Take a moment to discuss that with someone nearby. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Peter's faith journey, not unlike our own, reminds us that faith doesn't always shield us from hardship. And as we reflect on Peter's journey and the challenges of our own faith, let us remember that that unraveling can lead to profound growth if we are willing to wade through the uncomfortableness rather than digging in our heels or running in the opposite direction. Jesus' response to Peter reminds us of the importance of our commitment to God's mission even when it is difficult. And it reminds us that Jesus loves us enough to stick with us even when we stumble. May we learn from Peter and embrace the transformative power of the questions of our faith. I want to close with a quote from Dr. Terence Lester. He says, "Sometimes it is by leaning into grief or the unknown that we begin the journey of healing in our own lives and in our relationship with God. This is because grief isn't about fixing what happened as much as it is about learning new ways to navigate the realities that cause us to feel disoriented. In the midst of grief and hardship, can we stay rooted in our convictions while also loosening our grip on control? If we are in the stage of deconstructing parts of our faith, can we move through that season with an open heart and open hands? Let us set our hearts and minds upon God's grace, trusting that we are always guided by the unwavering love of our Creator, even in the midst of grief or questioning or unexpected suffering. Amen."
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.